Australian Canadian music talk show. We're up to over 300 podcasts that you can access at any time at the blog ozstrandedradio.com. We're also at Twitter at ozstranded and facebook.com/ozstrandedradio if you'd like to keep in touch. Feel free to send me an email if you'd like your music played on the show. We air lots of fantastic Australian and Canadian independent music, and we're not averse to playing some Kiwi music as well. There is an extraordinary amount of good music that comes from that fantastic country. We're going to introduce you to a band this week from New Zealand called Coyote. That's from their record Hotel for Dogs. That's coming up a bit later on. We've also got fantastic brand new Canadian music from bands including Dizzy, Jasper Slowmood, Yip, Ruffled Feathers, lots of great stuff. We're going to start out with some older music from Australia, as we usually do on this show. I love garage rock, and particularly the late 80s, late 70s to late 80s underground scene of Australia. And I source some tracks from the Do The Pop compilation. I've mentioned this in the past. It is absolutely essential, I think. It's kind of like the Nuggets of Australia. Do The Pop, the Australian garage rock sound, 1976 to 1987. There's so much fantastic music there. Whoever curated it did a fantastic job of digging through the archives of that period of time in Australia, with the band, of course, well-known like the Saints and Radio Birdman, and the Hard-Ons that are on this compilation. But some lesser-known bands that we're going to feature this week, starting with the Exploding White Mice. We're going to play with you a track from Burning Red, called Burning Red. And then the Radio Birdman spin-off kind of project called New Race. We're going to hear All Alone in the End Zone. And then a really fascinating band called the Psychotic Turnbuckles. Kind of bizarre name for a band, and a bizarre background too. They actually were formed in Pismo Beach, California in 1984. And all of the original members were former professional wrestlers, believe it or not. And they left Pismo Beach after being banned from the Pismo Beach Wrestling Alliance by a promoter named Sammy Duke. Somehow they ended up in Australia and formed this band and became a big draw in the Sydney the live music circuit, which was very healthy in Sydney at the time, along with bands like the Beast Suburban and the Screaming Tribesmen, and all these great bands in the inner west and suburbs. And fascinating story. I'm not sure exactly the extent of their legacy. They were around from 84 to 94, but we're going to play for you a really cool track from them called Groove to the Eye. So they're the Psychotic Turnbuckles, but let's kick it off with the Exploding White Mice. Here's a track called Burning Red. I never wanna be
Listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Welcome back to the show. This is Stranded, all about Australian and Canadian underground and independent music. Absolute classics there at the top of the set. We heard Exploding White Mice with Burning Red. So Sydney band from the 80s, as you can find on the fantastic Do the Pop compilation of Australian garage rock 76 to 87. From that same compilation we heard New Race featuring Rob Younger of Radio Birdman there on vocals with All Alone in the End Zone, and then the fabulous Psychotic Turnbuckles again from that same compilation. So awesome 80s underground music there, garage rock from Australia. Absolutely fantastic compilation. As I said, Do the Pop Volume 1. There is a Volume 2 out as well. I don't think I have that, but I must have it for this show. Brand new music now. Here is a band from Dunedin, New Zealand called Coyote. Dunedin is one of those places in the world that always produces fine music, going right back to the Flying Nun record, early days of that label, through to the present. This band is no exception. They're called Coyote. Here's a track called Serpent Hollywood. After that, you'll hear the brand new single from This Way North called Make It Work, and then a Melbourne based artist named Alexander Biggs. He has an EP out called Still Sharp on Your Teeth and a cool track called Figure It Out with a really neat film clip you can find online. First up, here is Coyote from Dunedin, New Zealand.
Can't last. So hold it on. what it's worth.
Man, we reached
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
And I hope you're enjoying this week's show. You're Unstranded. Plenty of great new music ahead from Canada, but in that set, we heard some music from New Zealand. That band is called Coyote 888. They're from Dunedin, and the track was called Serpent Hollywood from the Hotel for Dogs record. In the middle was This Way North. They're a great band from Australia, one of the best live bands I've seen for a long time. They toured Canada this past summer and played Arts Wells Festival, and I interviewed the band there. Their single, the latest single, has just been released, and you heard it right there. It is called Work, Make It Work. And then Alexander Biggs is a new artist from Melbourne. His track Figure It Out is on the EP called Still You Sharpen Your Teeth, and he's got a really cool film clip which is him. It's kind of a song about frustration, I guess, and trying to figure things out, trying to make things work. He's sitting on the side of the road trying to operate a lemonade stand, and it's going horribly wrong. Witty clip there from Alexander Biggs. Canadian music from here on in. Let's play for you a track from an Ontario band called Dizzy. And then we're going to go to Regina, Saskatchewan with Bull North and their track Wrecker. And we're going to go then all the way to the west with Bridal Party and a track called Fruitless from the Negative Space record. So brand new music from Canada, going from east to west, starting out with Dizzy in Ontario, Bull North in Saskatchewan, and Bridal Party in Victoria.
Sing to the bottom. Bedroom floor, innocuous form. I'm underwater half of the day, but still.
Hello, Vancouver. This is Carolyn Mark. You're listening to CITR 101.9 on your FM dial.
We're back here on Stranded. This is a show all about independent and underground music from Australia and Canada and New Zealand. In that set, you heard three bands from Canada stretching east to west, starting out with Dizzy from Ontario. They're a new band. And we heard a track called Swim. And then Bull North from Regina, Saskatchewan. Their record, Low Harmony, is one of the bands, one of the albums listed in the Saskatchewan Music Albums of the Year for this year. And then Bridal Party from Victoria with some social commentary there. Fruitless track from their record, Negative Space. Let's shift it over to Vancouver now. And the Ruffled Feathers, that long-running chamber pot outfit, are back with a new record called Hand Me Down Centuries. Let's play for you the track Burgundy from that record. And then Jasper Sloan Yip, a really, really awesome artist, who's a self-taught musician who's been around, I think, since about 2007 was his first release. His latest record is very strong, and we're going to play for you a single called In the Living Room. And then we're going to hear from Larissa Tandy with The River from her debut record, The Grip. We have played Larissa's tracks in the past. She's a very strong songwriter from Melbourne, but is currently based in Vancouver. You're on Stranded. Here's The Ruffled Feathers from Vancouver, BC.
Yesterday seemed like one of my dreams, sightings of ancient hand-me-down centuries. It's been time coming.
name's Chris Horrific.
He always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is without question the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it Monday
from 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
Break your fingers.
Thank you very much for listening. This has been a show called Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show. As its name suggests, it's all about Australian and Canadian independent and underground music. You may be tuning in for the first time. If you are and you'd like to listen to past shows and archived interviews, you can find us at a blog called ausstranderradio.com. You can also follow us at Twitter at ausstranded and catch us on Facebook at facebook.com/ausstranderradio. We wrapped up the show there with three acts that are based in Vancouver, BC, starting out with The Ruffled Feathers. They've been around for quite a long time. A very high-quality chamber pop music. Their latest record is Hand Me Down Centuries, and we heard the track Burgundy from the band. Jasper Sloan Yip is a band I'd highly recommend checking out live. He's a very fine musician, self-taught apparently. Impressive guitar skills and pretty epic songwriting. His latest album is called Post Meridian, and he has a crack band with him, real all-rounder. So you can find Post Meridian online, jaspersloanyip.com. And another very strong artist, Larissa Tandy. She is fairly new to the scene, has relocated from Melbourne to Vancouver a few years back, and we've been playing some of her singles here. Harder, Heavier was a really strong track, and plenty of other strong tracks on her full-length album called The Grip, which was released in April of this year. We heard a track called The River from that release. The artist is Larissa Tandy, certainly one to watch out for, again based in Vancouver. As is this final artist we're going to play for you, we're going to go back to a record from 2006 for Rose Melberg. She is a highly gifted songwriter who was originally from Sacramento, California. She performed in some seminal bands back in the day, Tiger Trap and the Softies, probably the two most well-known and influential bands that she's been a part of. Also, she's been in acts Imaginary Pants and Knife Pleats. She put out this record in 2006, which we're going to play for you the lead-off track for. It's called Take Some Time. The album is called Cast Away the Clouds. So awesome songwriting from Rose Melberg. She is still in action to this day, playing, I think her latest project is called Knife Pleats. But here we go. Here's a track going back to 2006. Thanks so much for tuning in. We'll be back next week with some more Australian and Canadian music. We're going to leave you with Rose Melberg. Bye-bye.
Just some
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
The CM, the CIA, and the CIA, to lead in, for Musqueam, a stale.